Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world, where we can be healthy, happy, productive, and anything else we want in a world where toxic chemicals are always trying to make us sick. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida, and today we're going to be talking about natural beauty and household products with a woman who makes them herself by hand. But first, I want to read you a quote from Epictetus. Oh, I tried to learn how to pronounce this. Epictetus. He was a philosopher from ancient times, and he said, "Conduct yourself in all matters, grand and public or small and domestic, in accordance with the laws of nature. Harmonizing your will with nature should be your utmost ideal. Where do you practice this ideal? In the particulars of your own daily life, with its uniquely personal tasks and duties. When you carry out your tasks, such as taking a bath, do so to the best of your ability in harmony with nature. When you eat, do so to the best of your ability in harmony with nature," and so on. And the reason I wanted to read this today is because what we're talking about here is how you can remove toxic chemicals from your life and replace them with something else that's more healthy. But the criteria is not always, well, what's not toxic. There's a whole world of different ways of looking at what's not toxic. Everything from choosing a product made from petroleum that is not toxic to having your life be completely in harmony with nature, which is a completely beyond our consumer viewpoint. And I chose this quote today, too, because our guest, Evan Simons of Evan's Garden, has this philosophy of wanting to make her products as close to nature as humanly possible. And that's something that I really respect and admire. Evan Simons is the founder, owner, and head honcho of Evan's Garden. She makes, quote, "totally natural products that work for body and home by hand with the help of her family." Evan's viewpoint is that it would be irresponsible to make products that aren't natural and safe. She has learned from life experiences and vast study of natural health approaches that only natural substances heal and comfort us in a completely positive way. When it comes to choosing ingredients and formulating, there's no compromising. Evan selects the most natural ingredients she could find as close as possible to their whole, raw, and untampered state. Whenever possible, these are organically grown, biodynamically grown, which is viewed as beyond organic because of the time-honored natural cultivation techniques, or responsibly wild harvested. Her products deliver the power of organic whole plant nutrition. On so many levels, you can feel the love and reverence for nature that went into their making. And today we'll be talking about how just some of the toxic chemicals you might find in ordinary beauty products, but more about how Evan makes her extraordinary alternatives. Evan, thank you so much for joining us today.
This is wonderful. Thank you, Deborah.
You're welcome. And I'll just mention now and throughout the show that if you want to go to her website and learn more about her products, it's evansgarden.com. Evan, please tell us how you got interested in natural things. I know that you don't want to be around toxic chemicals. What was the thing that happened in your life that made you choose to do what you do?
Okay. Well, there was one thing that happened about 14 years ago or so. But before that, during college, I started gravitating more and more toward cooking for myself and finding natural things. And this was in the late 60s. So health food stores were just beginning to make their appearance. Remember? They were lots of bulk sections. Yep. And
uh-huh.
Yeah. And they were very fun. And I started, it just turned on the light. So after college, I started pursuing this just as a pastime, you know, studying, finding out about things, why were whole grains better for you than, you know, processed. And so from the 70s forward, my interest was became stronger and stronger, because anytime I found something that was untampered with and whole and, you know, grown in rich minerals and, you know, just a wonderful health food, or even something cosmetically that I could whip up, I felt so much better. And it started creating a gulf between what I was buying, for instance, for my skin at, you know, cosmetic counters at malls, the, you know, expensive stuff. And I would put it, and then I started just mixing up stuff, you know, with royal jelly and whatnot and fooling around. And I noticed, as the more I did this, I noticed the better overall that I felt, not just like for my face or, you know, for the spurt of energy that I might have eating something, but, you know, generally speaking, I really noticed a difference. And then I lived in Oregon for a while, where a lot of the neighbors would bring over stuff that grew in their yards, or they had a little farm, and everybody's very generous way out in the country.
Yeah.
And I started growing things too, Deborah. And that became, then I realized, wow, what a difference between a whole food that you just eat or that you mash up and put on your body as opposed to something that's been viewed as its, you know, main, you know, in the spotlight plant chemical that's been isolated from the whole plant.
Yeah.
So that grew and grew with my orientation. And then for a while, I worked handling questions at a doctor's natural, where natural doctors' products were made. And I had to answer people's questions about, you know, their health and, you know, baths with salts and this and that. Anyway, I learned so much. But what happened was that I was watching, while I was actually working in shipping there, and there was a TV and video on of Dr. John Christopher. And it was a lecture that he gave in the 1970s talking about the mouth and an herb that will handle essentially anything in the mouth. And you know that John Christopher was very much attacked for the, you know, wonderful and in-depth and workable natural discoveries and herbal technologies that he forwarded. He was a master herbalist, right?
Yes.
So I was listening to this, and then I shortly thereafter found out from my dentist that a bridge that I had put in, I don't know, maybe 15 years before or more, and had been put in with a space in it, it wasn't properly done, that I needed dental surgery. And it was to the tune of up to $3,500, $4,000. And I did not exactly have that set aside. And even if I did, you know, I'm not into knives and surgery. And I knew that I knew what Dr. Christopher said. So I started looking for a product that contained the herb that Christopher was, you know, telling and saying would handle anything. And I looked in the health food stores, all the local health food stores. I was here in Clearwater at that time. And I looked online, and I found absolutely nothing. So I said, okay, I'll make it. And then I set myself, because I'm a good study, and I love to read and study. I love it. By that time, I had a big library already of books on herbology and aromatherapy and so on. So I looked up everything I could find out about what would help the gums, you know, become strong and hold the teeth in better, you know, and what would help circulation and what would help the bone. And I put together a product called Tooth and Gum Powder, and that kept me out of dental surgery.
And it's a fabulous product. I have used it. And we need to take a short commercial break here, but we'll find out more from Evan after the break. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with Evan Simons from Evan's Garden, and we were talking about how she made a tooth powder and didn't have to have surgery on her teeth. Evan, I have used it in the past, and then I stopped using it because my dentist recommended that I do, my holistic dentist recommended that I do his program, which it consists of using hydrogen peroxide and baking soda. And I found that yours actually works better, and I'm going to get more of your tooth powder because I like it better than what my holistic dentist said. You really know what you're doing with having these be functional and healing products as well as cleansing products. It's not just like toothpaste. So tell us, as long as we're looking at this one product of tooth care, tell us like the difference between your product and a standard toothpaste you would buy like in a drugstore or supermarket. And also the difference between your product and a so-called natural toothpaste you might buy in a natural food store.
Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, I have a separate product called natural toothpaste, and that's actually my best-selling product. And gunpowder is next, and then some of my skincare and so on. I have a few points that completely differentiates what I do from the commercial product, but also distinctly differentiates what I make from other natural products, I think. In terms of commercial products, I don't include anything that is unnatural or, chancy or unnecessary, but only for looks or texture.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't, in other words, every single thing that's in there, in my product, is in there because it will synergize. It'll work with everything else. I'm always checking that as I formulate to create the effect that I'm after. I decide what I want, and there's a study behind it, of course, for what would be in the list of things that I would include. I refer as well to my perception or intuition or what have you. And if I ever do, I double check that it would be okay. I have a lot of books on medical aromatherapy and, how much of what essential oil is safe at what age for what use and so on, right? So I've got a lot of references I check everything for safety, but I basically intend a certain result, and then I make whatever will be the absolutely that I can figure, there's no such absolutely about it, but what will be, as far as I can tell, with all my heart and soul, will be the most effective product. And if it takes, like in my anti-aging skincare, if it takes like a ridiculous amount of colloidal gold, which is expensive, or other things, I'm not looking at the expense of it because I figure that people for ages have been wanting to get results from what they buy, and then there's the hype. There's the marketing hype.
Yes.
And there is a realization that strikes people, even if it's vague, like, shouldn't this do better for me? Shouldn't I be getting, and if people have held on to what they really want when they use my products, and I'm not meaning to brag or anything, it's just the truth, they'll get results. They do get results. And that's what I'm intending. So I don't care so much when I make it if I use a great deal of or hardly any or whatever. I'm only testing for what seems to me to be the optimum amount of any ingredient that will work with all the other ingredients. And I don't leave out anything that would help. If it's unnecessary, then of course I don't, or not good. And I'm just making the very best that I can. Now, because, I look at the labels of other, well, first of all, you look at the labels of commercial products, and they include things that can make us sick, things that save money.
Well, I'd like to mention, especially since we're talking about toothpaste, that they put fluoride in toothpaste, and they're required by law to put a warning label telling people not to swallow it, and especially for children not to swallow it, that they actually should call the Poison Control Center. And why they would put poison, like fluoride, into toothpaste and then have to tell people not to swallow it just seems ridiculous to me. But
it's, well, it's not a good intention. But it couldn't be, right? I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
And you know, fluoride is, what is it, the waste product of the phosphate industry.
Yes.
Yeah, and so, you know.
So it's like hazardous waste is being put in our toothpaste.
Yeah.
And we're expected to just think that it's fine, and this warning label just is there to tell us that we should watch out for it. But these manufacturers and the government still thinks that we should use this toxic product and put this poison in our mouths every morning and every night, and we don't have to do that.
We absolutely don't. And the more, you know, people are beginning to wake up. The lights are turning on. You know, when I started at my business 13, 14 years ago, I would tell, you know, what do you do? Oh, I hand make, you know, products from organic, you know, and whole plant ingredients. I make, it'd be kind of like, oh, I see. People were not so interested. It wasn't a go button, you know, it wasn't something that was approved of generally.
Yeah.
Quite amazingly, was it? And it's been growing interest and awareness. And, you know, the one thing I can say about that, Deborah, is that we need to be responsible. If we want health and happiness and to be carefree and not ill, then it's our job to become educated and to be discerning and to make choices. So fluoride is ridiculous. Fluoride makes money and it makes people ill. Hitler put fluoride in the water, you know, because it mentally depresses people and it reduces ambition. Isn't that wild? And so, Isn't that something? So it's just really creepy. And clear water, we need to get rid of the fluoride in our water, you know.
I agree. We had it out and they put it back in. Well, we'll talk more about Evan's amazing natural products at work when we come back from the break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. To Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I have one more commercial for you. Spring is in the air. Are you sneezing and coughing? Feel relief with the comfort of an I Can Breathe silk mask that prevents pollen and dust from entering your nose and lungs. Breathe deeply without side effects. If you need to avoid perfume, air pollution, or cigarette smoke, wear an I Can Breathe honeycomb mask with activated carbon filter, which captures chemicals as well as pollen and dust. Enjoy spring and summer by visiting icanbreathe.com. You too will shout, I can breathe! Use the code DEBRA513 when you order to get a 5% discount. This code is good through June 1st, 2013. That's icanbreathe.com. Breathe with E on the end. icanbreathe.com. Okay, Evan, let's hear more about your products. Tell us about your skincare products.
Okay. Well, I guess what I say about them will be true of pretty much anything. Because there are a couple of standards and guidelines and ideas about nature that I follow, and definitely in the skincare, and in really anything. I work with what will be nourishing and what will help nourishment actually arrive to the cells. If the cell walls, well, we'll just talk about skincare right now. If the cell walls are hardened, and when a body is toxic, the cell wall itself, you know, the outer membrane, it becomes hardened. And then toxins don't get out, and nutrition doesn't get in, even if it arrives there.
I didn't hear that. Could you say that again?
Sure.
I want to make sure everybody hears this.
Sure. When a body is toxic, the cells will hold onto the toxins that they've accepted into them. And maybe it's out of some sort of basic confusion or something like, well, I got to have something. You know, I don't know. But the outer part of the cell wall becomes more and more impermeable, which means it can't be penetrated. And, you know, if you bring the most lovely meal of whole food, fresh, ripened, organic, you know, that's how I try to use everything, in, you know, nutrients, and you've done everything to open the capillaries, which is another thing that I do gently. Okay, nobody has capillary problems or vein problems, but with my products, but just to very gently open the capillaries so that the cells can, the blood is reaching the cells. But if you don't also do something to nourish and soften the cell wall, then those nutrients aren't penetrating. And also, if you have an imbalance of potassium and sodium, then there is less likelihood of things penetrating the cell, or the wrong things penetrating the cell. It's an interesting thing. So what I included when I first made my first cream, which was La Creme de la Creme, I studied this a lot, and I found the plants, and that would be in the form of mostly of essential oils, because essential oils contain all the nutrients. They contain the entire everything of the plant. You know, it's their hormonal substances of their hormones is what the essential oils are. And so I found out what essential oils and what nutrients will mollify, soften, and then make more permeable the skin cells. And then, of course, it's a piece of cake. I mean, then the cell will go, oh, my gosh, there's real food out there. Yay, come on in. Ugh, I don't need you anymore, toxins. And so It will then excrete the toxins. I know. And then not only just obviously think of it, is the skin going to get softer? Of course, right? But, you know, it's going to be feeding. It's going to be nourished, and then it can make better copies of itself and so on, you know. Yeah.
This is such a different approach. This is such a different approach from what industrialization does. And I've studied enough about nature to know that what you're saying makes total sense, and that I can see you working with nature's processes by using natural ingredients. And, of course, our bodies are part of nature, and so that's exactly what we should be doing, and that's the way to get a result. I think that a lot of what industrialization is producing is not only harmful, but like trying to solve a problem without really solving it, that they create a problem
Absolutely.
And then try to do something else, and they try to do something else, and then people just get sicker and sicker and sicker. But you're actually coming up with a healing solution.
Yeah. Sorry, I mean to cut you off. That's right.
Go ahead.
Our bodies, as human beings, I realized that, you know, like anything, like ants, you know, you look at ants and they're swarming around, or bees, and you go, man, they have it down. You know, look at their communication, and look at how everybody has their own job and they coordinate. And I mean, it's just phenomenal, right? Well, we as people, you know, have these wits and distractions, and, you know, we get seduced by, you know, things that have nothing to do with our survival and, you know, whatever. Do you understand? We can get off the track, and we can do anything we want, and that is a plus. I mean, we can, you know, create. I'm not saying that we should just go around living like, you know, lower life forms, but what I am saying is that people, through the industrial age and so on, I really believe this, have forgotten and lost their senses of how they should live and what nature, what value nature has. And part of it is this.
Yes.
This is another piece of, big piece of my philosophy, if I have a second to say it, do I?
Yeah, you actually have a minute and 15 seconds.
Okay, so really quickly, the more toxic a body gets, the more it craves toxic garbage. the cleaner a body gets,
yes,
the more it actually reaches for and wants and can feel the differences in what it needs that would be beneficial.
So, I've really seen that in switching from toxic junk food to eating really good organic food, whereas before I was craving sugar and wheat and refined food and all those things. But when I started, when I made a decision that I was going to eat organic food and more raw vegetables and fruits and good quality protein and things, now I want those things. It's hard for me to believe that I crave eating salad instead of chocolate cake.
Basically, the word, what that's about, is parasite. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I have the phone cut out. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish.
Well, that's all I wanted to say, was that it was amazing to me that I would want, that I would actually crave eating salad instead of chocolate cake.
It's amazing. What happens is that as we eat sugar and white flour and goop, you know, we feed our parasites. And they don't have anything distracting them, and they want to survive. So they mandate what we put in our mouths. And, you know, we aren't thinking, should I or shouldn't I? It's like, you know, it's an urge. They cause it. So, you know, the more you get away from it and you clean them out, the better you want the good stuff.
Yeah, and we'll take a break right there. And we'll be back with Evan Simons from Evan's Garden and me, Deborah Lynn Dadd, on Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with Evan Simons, owner and founder and head honcho of Evan's Garden. She makes totally natural products that work for body and home by hand out of extraordinarily natural ingredients. Her website is evansgarden.com. And Evan, tell us now, you also tell us, like, more about the other types of products, because I know that you have some household products as well. I've used your laundry product. What was it called again?
Astonishing.
And I think you have several astonishing products. So tell us about that, because it really was astonishing to use this laundry product, and I still use it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have Astonishing, and I can tell you about that. And there is one thing I wanted to say that I feel is very important. Okay. As we reject poisons in our life, part of the reason for my doing this, in fact, about the biggest reason, is that being poisoned depresses one spiritually and mentally, even if it's not obvious.
I agree.
And, right. And so I find that being contending, having the body's attention on having to deal with poisons and get rid of them, or, you know, shuffle them off into little fat sections, or, you know, move them away from the main communication lines of the body and so on, away from the nerves and the blood and whatever, so that you can live, that, of course, takes a decent amount of attention, you know, away from just simply... Yeah, and also, if you think of it just mentally, that, okay, you know, life is good. Life should be happy. It's a challenge and a game, and it's exhilarating and enervating, and, you know, something that should be expansive, and we should have the energy for it, and it should be something that, you know, that thrills us. And yet, when you are dealing with poison or a poisoned body, your mental outlook actually is depressed. And that is why I wanted to help people to recover their mental vitality and their gusto, you know, in living, not only to, you know, and I feel that using products that support your body and work with your body's own nature and connect you with nature, because, you know, they just do, then this, of course, frees you up, you know, mentally and spiritually. And I have found that to be the case, very much so.
I have found that to be the case for myself as well. And that has a lot of why I'm motivated to do this at this particular point in my life as well. I started with wanting to restore my physical health, but then I found how it was affecting me mentally and spiritually to be able to have enough awareness or to be able to think clearly and do the things that I wanted to do in my life.
Right.
And so it really, removing the toxic chemicals addresses all of those body, mind, spirit things. It's a very holistic thing to do. It's not
right.
just about physical health. It addresses
wow.
our whole beingness as a human being. And so
yeah.
I can appreciate what you're doing very much because I have that same motivation.
That's awesome. Okay, so I tried it to make you know, to make enough kinds of products so that somebody wouldn't have to, you know, there wouldn't be a hole for somebody. You know, so I make shampoo, and it's wonderful for the scalp. A few people have had, like, bad scalps actually peel off, and their scalps renew with my Crowning Glory shampoo, which is, how cool is that? And then I make, you know, my dental products are actually becoming more and more well-known. I mean, the word just spreads like crazy on them from all the people who have saved on expensive procedures, you know,
mm-hmm.
and don't have to use whiteners, which, by the way, are horrible because they're going to kill your intestinal flora. So don't stick those bleach garbage things in your mouth to make your teeth white. I mean, it's not good. But my toothpaste. And so I make deodorants that actually work. they're called Certainty Deodorant. And I make, you know, makeup, which is difficult for me, frankly, because it's visual, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have one of those scales that measures down to millionths of weight. So, but anyway, I make makeup, and I try to make practically everything that somebody would need, you know, so that they don't have to resort to, you know, anything yucky. And my Astonishing is very cool because the essential oil blend that I created for Astonishing, the original one, I have Astonishing Citrus Spice, and I have the original, which is very invigorating. The blend is solvent, so that I found that out by cleaning the cabinet, which is an antique where I keep my essential oils, and the first time I used Astonishing after making it, it took the varnish off of the cabinet. So you don't use it on varnished things, but, you know, it's cleaned up things like, it's a powder blend of, you know, borax and baking soda and so on. And with this very wonderful and lots of these essential oils in there, you know, when you smelled it, right?
Yes, it actually, it smells wonderful. It has kind of a eucalyptus smell, but more complex than that. And
yeah.
It smells very clean, and it gets the clothes very clean and soft. And it's aside from soap nuts, which I also love, this is right up at the top of my list of favorite laundry products.
Uh-huh. Well, it isn't just laundry. For instance, there's a kindergarten school around here where they could never get the stains off of the floor, and Astonishing took it up just like that.
Wow.
So it's actually for all your cleaning. It's, you know, you just put some in the water. You can do your dishes with it. You don't have suds, but then you can see all your dishes really well.
Yeah.
And you can use it for everything. And in the laundry, okay, I have to tell you really fast the story. When my ex-husband put the clothes in the first time with Astonishing, they were all, nothing was like really particularly super dirty. We hadn't been making mud pies with the clothes or anything, you know. And he opened up the lid and he ran over, "Ellen, look at the water." And the water was brown. So it really gets in there, but it doesn't harm the fibers. It doesn't have anything caustic in there to harm the fibers. And clothes last with it. But it is that wonderful for cleaning. You don't need a fabric softener. And another circumstance that happened to me was I had mildewed sheets, you know, Florida, right? And
yeah.
it cleaned all the mildew stains out of sheets just one time through. So that was cool.
Wow, Astonishing.
Yeah. It's Astonishing. Absolutely Astonishing. And then I have a spray. You know, some doctor's offices use the spray, and they clean the counters with, you know, their wherever. And let's see, what else? I have a scouring powder. You know, it takes different, it mutates to different forms and uses. And then the citrus spice. I prefer the original, but the citrus spice is really cool, too, and just as antimicrobial because, you know, essential oils are antimicrobial to some degree, all of them.
Yes, I actually read that, and I wrote about that in one of my books, Home Safe Home, I think, that there was a study done in Paris about the antimicrobial effects of essential oils, and it was a pretty amazing. They've known this for hundreds of years, and yet we use these toxic things instead of the natural essential oils that are given to us by nature. Pretty amazing. So is there anything that you would like to say that you haven't said to make sure that...
There is one thing. Don't use those things with triclosan on your hands. Don't buy those antibacterial. They're horrible for you. A doctor told me that that is a just another use of leftover Agent Orange, and I never verified that. But it isn't good for you, and you can look it up on the internet. I make a foaming hand soap, and then there's even Astonishing, or wash your hands just even with plain old soap. I have that too. And so do a lot of people. Just even soap kills the bacteria. And but I have a metal foam hand soap, you know, and with lavender in there, or lemon, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I'm sure that we can talk for hours and hours about all. You know so much, and I really appreciate your being here with us. Again, Evan's website is evansgarden.com, and we'll talk soon, Evan. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Deborah. This was so much fun.
I had fun, too. So you've been listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And my website is toxicfreetalkradio.com, but I have many more things on my website besides this radio show. You can go to toxicfreetalkradio.com and just look across the top and see that I have a Q&A blog where you can ask questions. I have a directory that has hundreds of websites like Evan's in all different kinds of products that are non-toxic and much more natural. And you can even call me for a consultation, and I can help you choose products. I can help you remodel your home. If you'd enjoy this show, please tell your friends. Just have them go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, and they can listen to the show live. You can too, of course, as you are now right now. But also, all the shows are archived, and so you can listen to them anytime you want, anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'll just be continuing. I'll be here tomorrow, and we'll have phones open. You can ask anything you want. So I'll see you tomorrow.